We've come to the end, not of things to do, of course, but of February and Black History Month. But Punxsutawney Phil said it's not the end of winter because the world's most famous groundhog saw his shadow earlier this month.
I see that everyone knows their part, and I am merely the sage. But above all else, I see a shadow on my stage. And so, no matter how you measure, it's six more weeks of winter weather.
The good news is the forecast calls for higher than average temperatures on the East Coast through April. That gives you plenty of time to get outdoors. This weekend, we have yet another frosty fest saved by the weather as Saturday's projected forecast does call for lower temps. That's good news for Roxborough's Arctic Wonderland event. It's happening on Saturday at Roxborough Pocket Park on Ridge Avenue. The weather should save the ice sculptures so you can get your pictures before they melt. There's also street curling and live music. And if you do go, organizers encourage you and the kids to dress up as your favorite winter characters. Elsa, anyone? The Wonderland goes from 1 to 5 p.m. The Wissahickon Environmental Center is hosting the Maple Sugar Festival. It's on Saturday at their treehouse starting at 11 a.m. The day includes tree tapping demos, syrup tasting, and candy making. The festival is free, and we predict it will be sweet. Before Black History Month ends, we want to direct your attention to a few things you may want to see before it's over. Alvin Ailey is coming to the Academy of Music Friday through Sunday. This year's new works are In a Sentimental Mood and Are You in Your Feelings, which includes music by our own Jasmine Sullivan. On Sunday at Hatfield House, several musicians are performing a Black History Month tribute. From Louis Armstrong to Leon Bridges, celebrating a century of genius starts at 2 p.m. And it's free, and we love free. Also on Sunday, Dr. Bernice King will be in town.
Now, we can't use King for our convenience to tout messages of unity, yet spout divisive rhetoric and work on divisive policies. We can't use King for our convenience to encourage colorblindness and judging people by the content of their character and not do the work of eradicating racism.
The youngest daughter of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., she'll be speaking on the theme of the beloved community at Mother Bethel AME Church. The event starts at 4 p.m. If hearing that music makes you feel nostalgic, then you're just like me. The song is called Sweet Georgia Brown, but it's known worldwide as the theme song of the Harlem Globetrotters. They're in town on Thursday at the Leah Chorus Center and on Sunday for two shows at the Wells Fargo Center. You know, they probably need some rest in between with all the energy they expend on the court. Hold on to your steins. The 10th annual Philly Beer Fest is happening on Saturday at the German Society of Pennsylvania. This is the first festival after a two-year break, so expect it to be big. Almost 50 local and German brands will be represented at the fest, which will be spread across two adjacent beer halls. There will also be live music, dance, and seminars. It starts at 2 p.m. After all that beer, you'll probably want something to fill your stomach. This weekend marks the start of not one, not two, but three restaurant weeks. Mainline Today's Restaurant Week, Westchester Restaurant Week, and East Passyunk Restaurant Week. Each one offers discounted dining throughout the next weeks. Of course, some of us like to drink and cook right at home. If that's the case, this weekend's Home and Garden Show is just the place to get ready for spring cleaning. The expo will have everything related to home decor and improvement, along with ideas for cultivating a great garden. Joe Mazza of HGTV's Home Inspector Joe will be there, along with other experts. It's at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks from Friday through Sunday. Listen up, music fans. I have some exciting concert collaborations for you. First, folk singer Sean Colvin, Mark Cohn, and Sarah Jarosz, they're touring together. And all of them have multiple Grammys apiece, so you know those combined talents will be something powerful to see.
You take it on faith, you take it to the heart, the waiting is the hardest part.
The trio is at the Keswick Theater on Saturday at 8 p.m. From folk to hip-hop, and this act is straight out of Philly. Rapper Freeway is celebrating the 20th anniversary of his album Philadelphia Freeway. He's bringing a few friends with him to the Fillmore on Saturday night. Those friends are likely to include Beanie Siegel, Petey Crack, and more. The show starts at 8 p.m. We'll never steer you wrong on things to do because we want to help you make your weekends memorable. You can find more on our website, whyy.org/things to do, including what play the Camden Repertory Theater is putting on and where the British tribute band, the Brit Pack, is playing in Delaware. I'm Tanya Pendleton. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.